This is Al Simpson. The Department of Labor has just come out with regulations to make the Beck Supreme Court decision work. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, no union worker should ever be forced to make a political contribution to support a socialist, left-wing, populist agenda. And much to the utter disappointment of labor liberals like you, pal, Labor Secretary Lynn Martin has finally issued the regulations to allow workers a refund of any of their union dues used for political purposes against their will. Free speech and democracy win again. Ted is one who always claims to place civil liberties above all else. It is the ultimate pinnacle of hypocrisy for you to gleefully tout the coercion of workers by making them choose between their own jobs and giving their bucks to a political cause they oppose. That is truly tyrannical. Free speech is always a noble cause, as long as the free speech is the way you say it. Eh, Ted?
Al, it's always nice to hear right-wing Republicans talk about civil liberties and workers' rights. Those new regulations have nothing to do with protecting union workers and everything to do with harassing unions. The Bush administration's scheme is to make it as difficult as possible for unions to function by burying them under an avalanche of paperwork. Unions are already required to file detailed reports on how they spend their money. They have to disclose much more to their members than businesses disclose to stockholders. The law already has an anti-union tilt, and these burdensome new regulations only make it worse. You spend a lot of time on Face-Off, popping off about excessive government regulation, Al. Did you think about that before you put your tongue in gear today? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on new ways to find donors for bone marrow transplants. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.